Hey guys, 欢迎来到今天的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你 This is Adam.
And this is Connor.
And Jenny又不在了。
Yeah, we're missing her today.
We're missing her today. Maybe we should think about renaming the show.
that's one idea, yeah.
Panji Jenny Chunar. Or maybe Adam Connor.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what we'd call it. In any case, today we are talking about a very, very interesting topic.
Right, we're talking about complimenting ladies.
Complimenting ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not easy, right? Especially for two men.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess it's easier for some of us.
Yeah, well, I'm not a real Romeo.
Ah, Romeo is, a person that we probably all know, Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
But when we use this word Romeo, we kind of use it to mean a very romantic man.
Romantic. And as you know, Romeo is Shakespeare. He was very good at speaking nice words.
Yes, exactly. So you can call a man a Romeo.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, we usually say, ah, Romeo, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, there's another one, too,Casanova.
Yeah, Casanova, he was a bit of a ladies' man.
A ladies' man,
so,
yes.
I don't know if he had lots of girlfriends, maybe, but a Casanova is someone who just is really good at talking to ladies.
Right, so both of these words, Romeo and Casanova, they can also be used ironically.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, yeah, so if you want to,讽刺一个不太浪漫的男生 You can probably say like, hey, way to go, Romeo.
Yeah, that means he failed.
He failed, yeah, exactly. And I mean, it is difficult, as Connor was saying before, because, you know, paying a compliment, giving a compliment, it's not a science.
Right.
It's more of an art.
Yeah, I can't just give you the 2 + 2 = 4. This plus this equals success.
Exactly. And, you know, it doesn't matter how many magazine articles you read or how many podcasts you listen to, it's really going to depend on the lady herself.
Yeah, her personality. And one of the biggest questions that comes up is, should you compliment her looks?
Her looks. Mm-hmm. Okay, so her looks here just means, you know, her appearance.
Mm-hmm, yeah, how she looks. Like, you look great today.
Right.
Yeah, but that could be misunderstood. It's like, oh, you mean I didn't look great yesterday?
Well, that's the thing. The lady at the store just told me I looked beautiful today. And that
That's because you do.
Well, thank you. But my first reaction was, yeah, what about yesterday?
Yeah, not yesterday. Yeah. So you could choose something like, oh, I really like your shoes.
Oh, yeah, that's smart because her shoes, that's something that she had to choose.
Right, yeah, she chose to wear those shoes, or I really like your dress.
Exactly. Now, I think hair is probably a good one for that same reason.
Yeah, probably, because women do spend a lot of time making their hair look great.
Right, exactly. And, I spend a little bit of time on my hair, too.
Yeah.
I like being complimented.
Yeah, you have really nice hair.
Oh, thanks.
All right, so another thing that you could compliment, to pay a compliment to, is her personality.
Ah, yes, exactly. So maybe her intelligence, her wit.
Yeah, if she has a really good sense of humor, even.
Ah, yeah, so wit here, it's a kind of humor, right?
It's like a clever humor.
It's very clever, and it's usually very quick. You are very, very quick to respond to something in a very, very clever and funny way.
Yeah, witty people are often very sarcastic.
Yes, they can be. They can be. Now, of course, we have said you should compliment her intelligence, wit, or sense of humor, but you can't really just say...You have great intelligence.
Right. You can't say that. She won't believe you.
Right.
You have to be more specific.
Okay. And another great thing you can compliment is a lady's style.
Yeah. Like her fashion style, right?
Her fashion style. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I really like your style, Adam.
Oh.
Or, well, you're not a lady.
I'm not a lady, but you can practice.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, of course, we keep saying the same phrases here, like, you know, I really like your your blah is great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you might be thinking, guys, are there any more ways to say this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really.
Right. And that's a real safe way to do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because if you start getting too, I guess the word I want to say is wordy.
Wordy, yeah. Lots of words.
Then you don't sound very confident. And the lady might wonder, is this compliment a true compliment?
True, honest. Yeah. So keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Now, one thing we would like to suggest that you avoid are things called pickup lines.
Right. So these are just quick one sentence lines, or maybe two sentences. And often they have like a joke.
Yeah. They have a joke because a lot of guys, you know, they're scared to give women compliments.
Yeah.
So they want to use a joke to try to make it a bit smoother.
Yeah, to kind of make the girl smile at least.
Yes, exactly. But again, you know, some of these have just been said so many times. Mm-hmm. And because the girl that we are complimenting is very intelligent, mm-hmm. she can probably see right through them.
See right through. She knows that you're not being honest. So one of the most common pickup lines that nobody really uses anymore, it's just too funny, is this one. Did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
Because she is an angel.
She's an angel up in heaven. Beautiful angel, right? Yeah.
So you're basically saying, oh, because you are this tianshi, did it hurt when you fell down from heaven?
Yeah, because it's a long way to fall.
It's a long way to fall. Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Now, there's another one that I just saw that I really liked is this one. Are you a Wi-Fi? Because I'm feeling a connection.
Ooh, okay, nice. I like the grammar in that. Are you a Wi-Fi?
Yeah. It doesn't really make sense, but it's kind of funny,
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, just going back to this idea of heaven and mm-hmm. earth here, we also have one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I remember a girl telling me this in high school. Are those space pants? Space pants.
Yeah.
Because, of course, if you are a person who lives in space, you probably wear space pants.
Probably. Well, I do.
Every time I go to space. Because your butt is out of this world.
Out of this world. It's not in this world. It's out of it. So it's in space.
It's in space.
Yeah.
But when we say out of this world, we just mean something is 特别好.
Yeah, it's
really,
awesome.
Really good.
Yeah, how was the movie?
Oh, it was out of this world.
Yeah.
The food is out of this world.
Out of this world, yeah.
So, are those space pants? Because your butt is out of this world.
Yeah, so a lot of these pickup lines are like language jokes, right?
Right, exactly.
So they're kind of funny, but they're also fun to make fun of.
Yes, exactly. This one is good because it has to do, or it is related to language.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want to rearrange the alphabet. A, B, C, D,
E, F, G. So change the letters,
so
right?
We want to change the letters so I can put you and I together.
Oh, you and I together. Not you and me.
Not you and me, make more sense.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You know, a lot of these guys that are giving these pickup lines, they probably don't care too much about grammar.
That's right. Yeah, they don't. They just want to impress a lady.
Hey, now I'm thinking back, though, about what we said before about complimenting a lady's intelligence or personality. You might want to compliment her good grammar.
Yeah. Well, you have some really nice grammar.
Your grammar is out of this world.
Yeah. All right, so these pickup lines, they're fun, they're funny. I mean, they're really just jokes, but it's best to avoid them.
Right. Now, we are going to finish today with a nice little pattern that I think we as students here probably learned in like grade 3, which is like.
Yeah, when you're comparing things.
You are like a river.
You're like a river. You're always moving.
You're always moving. Yeah, so that's not maybe something that would compliment a girl, but you could say something like, your eyes are like diamonds.
You're so charming, Adam.
So charming, yes. Yeah. Your smile is like the sun in the sky.
Oh, wow, yeah. That, you know, if that doesn't work, I don't know what will.
Yeah, I mean, again, this topic is kind of funny for two guys to talk
about. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if there are ladies listening, please tell us we're wrong if we are.
Well, we want to know.
We want to do better.
We really want to do better.
Yeah.
It's very, very important to us. Not so that we learn how to compliment ladies, 90s, but just so we learn what you guys, the listeners, want us to talk about.
Yes, that's true, for sure.
Okay, and we, of course, are very, very sad to say that Jenny was not here today. We know that you love Jenny. We know that you love to compliment Jenny. She'll be back, so try to keep your comments related to today's lesson. Don't worry, Jenny will return.
Yes, she will. And until next time, guys, we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye, guys.